Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the second interview with Mr. Clarence Yip Yu. On April 21st, 1981, at the Cafe Florist Shop, by Sue Ellen Chen. Did you say this book, The Island?
Well,
is very good.
We talk about the poetry and history of Chinese immigrants on Ninja Island, 1910-1940. Mm-hmm. I was there in 1921. Mm-hmm. I stayed there five to six months.
That long?
Yeah. All this in the book, they are the facts. Because in the old days, those Chinese educated, they just write poems, those are scholars. Then not very many of those are modern education, you know. Like in a big city, they have a modern education, kids a foreign language, scientists. But in the old days, we just study a Samji Geng, the Seishu, Yangshu, Jokde, you know. That's why in this book, so many poets, They are expressed their from their heart, and all those that's a true environment. We just hold in there just like a prisoner. First the ship come in the harbor, they have this small ship take us to the they call India Island. Then each allow then they have a storage room, all our belonging those. Put it in the storage room. Whatever we need for our daily use, we are allowed to take it to the dormitory, what they call it. Then once in a long while, then they take us to the storage room and to take out, you know, maybe we need some other clothes or something else. Then somebody have accompany us to the storage room and take up what we need. You know. And you say they have some friend from San Francisco, that's close to San Francisco. They send us some food, they don't have much magazine that day, just a newspaper, some old classic book.
Chinese newspaper?
Yeah, Chinese newspaper. By that time I was there about between 500 to 700 people. We have no recreation, no amusement, so we form a self-government organization. Then in San Francisco, they send us a musical instrument, mahjong, all those things for recreation. Only once in a week or so, they let us out to the empty yard.
And then you play like different sports or?
No, we don't do much on those modern games. We just walk around. By that day, even the baseball, the place is lemon. I think many of those young kids, they know a little bit about basketball. That's all we have. So we just walk along and chat and go back to the dormitory.
So, how about the food?
The food, they cater to the to some food company. They allow so much allow them for each person eat there for each meal. So they try to make it cheapest. So you say we have to bring our own food. Sometimes like canned food from San Francisco friend, they send it to us. We eat that along with the regular meal times. Mostly, I think I remember most food like those solid cracker. Before they don't have much pastry, you know, just a cracker and bread.
I see.
So, once in a while, we have a little bit of fruit. You know.
Were you questioned?
Oh yeah, I've been questioned 2-3 times. That's why I stayed too long.
Why they keep you that long?
Because those Chinese, they came in here, more of them, call themselves as a son of American citizen,
mm-hmm.
or the son of American, a son of Chinese merchant.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to prove the relationship, even the son of, between the father and son, they have to some proof.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't have any document, mm-hmm. government document to prove, no birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
and most of those boys come from the village.
Mm-hmm.
We have no school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
Then so they require to question us, the father and the son, see if they are there. They tell the same story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they make a mistake, they have to question again. If they prove they are not the son of, the son father, they have to deport them back to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm. So when you came in,
as a son American citizen,
your father was here.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did they ask your father?
Oh yeah, they have to.
Uh-huh.
They ask the father, and that's a witness too. They have to have one witness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's all. In the old days, we just make out the application from Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
and buy a steamship ticket, we just board ship and come over to this country.
Mm-hmm.
But the present time, they have study all the document before they send them aboard, and they come in here, they have no trouble to get in, to learn it, mm-hmm. to enter the country.
Before you came, did you have to memorize certain questions?
Yeah,
and
like
answer?
This, yeah, you have to, see.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of them not there, not the fact, but you have to prove them they are the true fact.
Mm-hmm.
Say exactly in this book.
Mm-hmm.
You come in just like yeah. happen to have this book. See.
Some of the questions seem very unreasonable.
Yeah, it
very
is.
Very detailed.
That's what makes so many people hate them, you know,
mm-hmm.
because that's not that. Sometimes the interpreter,
mm-hmm.
sometimes the interpreter, if he's not in the right mood or he hate that person, he adds the question
mm-hmm.
to the inspector. See?
Oh. Did people, some people actually sort of give some gift or money to the interpreter?
They try to smooth that a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. try to make it easy.
So the interpreter, some of the interpreters probably
yeah, they accept, sometimes they accept, give on the table, see,
mm-hmm.
yeah, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a very difficult situation.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. So like the women were separate.
Yeah, they have mm-hmm. a separate dormitory,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of time those interpreters ask those questions so embarrassed to the women,
mm-hmm.
many of them even go on suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it happened that way too, see.
Mm-hmm. When you were there, did you actually know?
Not that happened, but right after the war,
mm-hmm.
One woman detained in the island, she was going to jump from the building. The immigration officer, they are very independent.
Mm-hmm.
They not only treat the Chinese that way, even in New York, you read the paper, they treat the European immigrant, they do the same thing. They are
mm-hmm.
very independent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
More or less, they have their own power.
Mm-hmm.
They admit certain person that's under their mercy.
Mm-hmm. So when you came over and you met your father,
yeah.
here in Los Angeles.
No, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
I was landed in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. And since then, did you ever miss China or the place where you were born?
Well, I was young, then after I came over, most Chinese, they were anxious to learn, to get the new education, such as to learn English first.
Mm-hmm.
and try to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That young one, they want to get their
mm-hmm.
education. Little older one means their purpose is to get money to go back to the old land.
Mm-hmm. So originally you were planning to go back to China after you...
But once Along us in my age, most young people, they are eager to learn, to search for education more than to make money.
Uh-huh.
Because they know if they have the education, the money always coming in. Uh-huh.
Actually, you learn English here.
Yes.
And did you go to the high school?
Well, when first I tried to enroll in the public school, but I was too old.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't speak any English at all.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot put me in the public school. See?
Mm-hmm.
Even fourth, fifth grade, they already speak English fluently because they are natural born. See?
Mm-hmm.
But you come from the other country, that's all new language to you.
Mm-hmm.
You are just like a newborn baby.
Yes.
You have to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stuck there. Go to some church school,
mm-hmm.
And then go to night school to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Until I get the enough credit or know enough English, then I go to high school then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you did go to the high school?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. For how many years?
Well, at first I went to San Jose High School. That's a small town.
Mm-hmm.
They only have 400 students.
Mm-hmm.
And 220 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very small school. That's easy to get acquainted with them.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed there 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then
At the same time, you were a houseboy.
Yeah, at the same time, I have to be a houseboy. So mm-hmm. I cook for what they call the American family or the Caucasian family.
Mm-hmm.
Cook them a breakfast. Then I make my own lunch. Then go to school. Then after school, then I come back, then I prepare for the dinner for them.
Mm-hmm.
After dinner, clean everything up, then I have time to study.
Mm-hmm. How much did you get paid?
Back in 1926, 25, from most of those houseboys, they get $20 to $30 a month.
Plus room and board.
Yeah, plus room and board.
Mm-hmm. So was that very hard? A job for you, or you think at that time was
no,
very good?
No, we have about 10 or 15 boys in that city, they call San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
So we have each other, see, because at first none of us know how to make the American food.
Mm-hmm.
So we have other boys help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the employer, then they understand that, so they usually introduce us to those jobs. From the other boy,
mm-hmm.
from the other family to one other family.
Mm-hmm.
So they understand that they let the other boy come over to help us prepare to learn to make the American food.
Uh-huh.
That's how we learn.
Mm-hmm. And then, they all went to the same school?
Yeah, they all went to same school.
Mm-hmm.
And before I came, some those elder in there, they get the American people help. We bought the building, two-story building. We call that the Chinese Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but before I came there, some people raised enough money to buy an old house, two-story building.
Mm-hmm.
The ground floor we use that for meeting, mm-hmm. as a hall, the meeting hall. Upstairs, we have rooms, just each one put the bed in there.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't have job, we still go to school, we stay there.
Mm-hmm.
We pay $5 a month.
Yeah.
Then we do our own cooking, see? We get some food somewhere. That those have some place to stay, then they move out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how long did you stay in that house?
We have about 15 to 20, all dependent on the annual, the student coming in and out.
Uh-huh. Did you actually wait for the job for a long time?
Well, sometimes lost the job, then we stay in the mansion.
Oh,
we got
a
Chinese mansion.
So did you actually work for only one family, or you
actually
worked for?
Well, no, I think two, three families.
Two, three families.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why you change, the job?
Well, sometimes they go on long vacation, they have to lay off them,
Uh-huh.
Because in the old days, $20, $30 mean a lot to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then enough for us to carry us to go through high school. Mm-hmm. If we get the job at $30 and mm-hmm. plus board and room, then mm-hmm. enough to put us go through high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the average time period for this houseboy to stay in the job as a houseboy? Like 2 years, or then they will change to other jobs?
No, you say some of them, they even stay there, go through high school.
Mm-hmm. And after graduate from high school, they will leave.
Then sometimes they go to Berkeley, mm-hmm. and some of them go to some smaller college around there. Mm-hmm. Many of them were success, then they go to college, they went back to China. Mm-hmm. That's a very encouraging organization. For our old day. Yeah.
Is there any name for that organization?
No, they just come and go. Mm-hmm. The place we call it a Chinese Mission in San Rafael.
Chinese?
Mission.
Mission?
Yeah. You say the
Mission,
old,
oh, yeah, I see.
You say old day, they call it just a mission, you know. Uh-huh. Some those American fallen missionary, uh-huh. they come in there to help just a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Also, who is the sponsor, though? Who is the sponsor?
Forget that. The one who stay there, the longer one.
Uh-huh.
See? We are come and go, you know, some they stay longer one, they are just acts a big brother, you know. Uh-huh. There's actually no one in charge there.
No one in charge?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times they send some minister or missionary come to talk to us about Christian. Mm-hmm. So we are very favor and hot studious student by then.
Mm-hmm. I see. And then after 2 years working as houseboy, you moved down Los Angeles.
Yeah, then I came to Los Angeles. Uh-huh.
Was that because you feel that Los Angeles has more chance, or?
Yes.
And your father actually?
No, I have to be alone by then now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he said he was too old, he was usually a farmer.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I see. Where did he farm?
In Stockton.
Oh, Stockton?
Yes, in Stockton, you see a lot of Chinese there growing potato. Mm-hmm. That's the main production they make in the old days. Mm-hmm. Some year good, some year bad.
Mm-hmm. And you came to Los Angeles, any relatives here?
No, I don't need any relative, but you know already.
And then you already know the English.
Yeah, already have 2 years of high school and been in here so many years.
And you save some money?
Well, you have to, see.
Have enough money to come here.
Yeah, before they still have a steamship to come from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I take the boat. But then they only charge $14.
Oh. Yeah. And then where did you stay? When you
arrive, you come here, you just rent a room. They have a lot of rooming house, mm-hmm. between $6 to $10 a month.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you start from that.
Then I work in the city produce market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Before they have a lot of Chinese farmer, mm-hmm. they grow mostly green vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
But since no young people go in the farming. Then the Japanese have a lot of family, small family.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese get off there, then the Japanese take it over.
Mm-hmm.
So up to now, in 1948, in Los Angeles, I think only one, not more than two of a Chinese farmer in Los Angeles now.
Mm-hmm.
Before we have many of them there.
Mm-hmm. Did you know any of them personally?
Personally, not before Ken Kang and them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just work in the city market as a, they call it a commission house.
Mm-hmm.
We buy from the farmer, sell to the market before they don't have any supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
Like Safeway once, before they just run the grocery department.
Mm-hmm.
The meat department, they rent it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And the vegetable department, all the produce, large percentage, they rent it to the oriental people,
mm-hmm.
mostly Chinese or Japanese,
mm-hmm.
some of them are Korean,
mm-hmm.
but large percentage are Chinese and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
They call that fruit stand.
Mm-hmm.
So I work in the city market. I buy from the grower and sell to the fruit stand.
Mm-hmm. Did you actually own your own fruit stands?
For some time, eh?
You did?
But, yeah.
Uh-huh. For quite a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years. You know, off and on, sometimes don't work right, have to sell it and work for somebody.
Was there any difference between being a boss, I mean, you have a little fruit stands, and working for somebody else?
In this country, if you are a boss, you work harder, that's all. You spend the investment to buy, work longer hour.
Mm-hmm. And you make more money.
All the compensation you get, that's a longer hour, yeah, that's what you make. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You hire people, they work mostly by then, the hour for most Chinese, they work from 10 to 12 hours
mm-hmm.
a day, 6 days a week. In that time, they get about $20 to $25 or $30 the most
mm-hmm.
a week. They consider the high pay and good one.
Mm-hmm. The Chinese are willing to work long hours.
Well, by then, that's about the average standard pay.
But in the produce market business, still better probably than in the other business, like laundry business or restaurant business, or doesn't make any difference?
It doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
The produce business, little more risk, because we have to make credit to the fruit stand.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have a bad credit, we are lost.
Mm-hmm.
Then whatever we buy from the farmer, we have her to clear up every week
mm-hmm.
or every day.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we have no supplies, you know. So if you run a fruit stand, you run your own business, that's more risk. You have to have enough capital to turn over.
Did you ever run into bad customers?
Oh, yeah. When the last one I sold out, take me about whole year to collect what he owed me. He paid me $5 a week or $10 a week. I have to get out with them.
Uh-huh. Those customers are Chinese or non-Chinese?
No, those are not Chinese. Uh-huh. In the old day, you have $5 a week, enough to carry you out for the whole week, you know.
Mm-hmm. But if they have bad credit and they refuse to pay or whatever, how can you?
Well, we can do nothing. Uh-huh. Even you go to small cream court or you go to court Sweden, you know, money, that's no law to protect you, you know. If they have no collateral, no nothing, you can do nothing in there. You just lost the lawyer's fee.
Mm-hmm.
You give to the collector, they do the same. If they collect, they take up their percentage. If they don't collect, they can do nothing.
Did you ever ask the collector to collect the money
for
you?
Well, some of them, but that's no result, you know.
Mm-hmm. Who were those collectors? Were they Chinese?
No, most are American.
Uh-huh.
Most are American. They know the law, and they have some people. They know how to get after them.
Mm-hmm. Were they nice to Chinese?
No, they treat everybody the same thing.
Because they just get the commission.
Yeah, they just get the commission.
How much percentage they got?
Well, all depend on the amount you have to collect.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller amount, they don't accept sometimes. Like a $50, maybe they charge you half of them, you know. You only get half back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see.
Yeah, by all day.
Mm-hmm. You ever try to hire a lawyer to sue somebody?
No, it doesn't pay, you know.
Mm-hmm. Did you know anybody tried it before?
Many of them tried, but not very successful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they figure out after they've been a customer, you know, from the sentimental reason, a lot of times they let them go. They don't want to hurt their friendship. When they have money, some of them, they pay them back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's the Chinese philosophy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese? Probably
well,
from time to time, like when you were in...
In a produce market, that's international.
Mm-hmm.
Lot of Italian, mostly Japanese, a large percentage.
Mm-hmm.
It might say that we have a large percentage Chinese, Italian, mm-hmm. Greek, Jewish, all kind of nationality. Mm-hmm. They are in the farming, mm-hmm. in produce market. I tie it mostly.
And you were saying that actually in the produce market it's more international, and you did make friends with everybody.
Yeah, all kind of people. Mm-hmm. See, and they have Mexican, a lot of Mexican. Mm-hmm. So in their speaking, that's more or less international language.
Mm-hmm. So did you pick up the language they speak?
No, they just say English, that's still the common use. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they make joke or make fun some mm-hmm. some other language, mm-hmm. you know.
Did you become very good friends of them, some of them?
Well, they work together, they're all good friends. Mm-hmm. Even when we go to coffee or breakfast, they pay for each other, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they pay for it, sometimes the other one treat. We're all very friendly. Mm-hmm. In the produce market, they're all friendly.
Mm-hmm. There's no competition among the different groups?
No, they are not. Mm-hmm. Because they have a certain supply to them, you know, certain farmer supply to certain commission house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Were there like Chinese usually do the like vegetables, and Mexican people do some other business, or are they all mixed?
They all mixed. Mm-hmm. See, but sometimes those are scare items. See? Mm-hmm. For instance, before sweet pea or string bean, they are short. Each one to fight to get more from the grower. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are, they're hard to get and easy to sell, you know.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Yeah. But so then, yeah, I like every lot of business. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then actually didn't hurt the friendship between...
No, they all good friends, you know. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Yeah, how about after you moved to Chinatown here and start your other
well,
business?
Well, the depression came. Then many Chinese in the produce market, they change trade, you know, even they go in the laundry, mm-hmm. or other, whatever other work they can find. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some, they've been there long enough, a little well-to-do, then they stay, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of them, they even have a little farming to supply them, then they stay. Mm-hmm. The large percentage, they change, they go, maybe they leave town, mm-hmm. whatever, they can find a job. Mm-hmm. That's at the present time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And after you left the produce market, actually went to Hollywood working in the restaurant?
I work a different kind of job, whatever I can find. Mm-hmm. Truck driver, private family, you know, chauffeur, mm-hmm. whatever I can find.
Mm-hmm. Then at that time you associate again both Chinese and non-Chinese?
Yes. Mm-hmm. When you work, I work for a family as a chauffeur, then those are high class people, those are rich people, you know, because I drive them to social gathering, mm-hmm. and know all those chauffeurs, you know.
Do you remember whom you work for and
well,
where?
I think I work for a couple of them.
Uh-huh. In which area though? Beverly
Hills?
You
say they live in La Cañada. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have a little orchard, orange orchard, they build a house in there, mm-hmm. then they have to have a chauffeur, you know. Mm-hmm.
Those people are Caucasian?
Yeah, all those are Caucasian. Mm-hmm. Because by then they're all prejudiced, you know.
How did you find a job as a chauffeur for...
Well, through some friends.
Were there many Chinese?
Many of them Chinese, they are cooks. And sometimes chauffeur. So lucky enough I get, get a job as a chauffeur more times. He's just a single man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then I know more about the Caucasian, you know, those rich, because you take them to that the family's party, then you know they are servant or cook or chauffeur, they talk to each other. Because we have a lot of things in common. We are in the same class.
Ah.
Then take them to a resort, like a Lake Arrowhead. They usually have a house in there. Mm-hmm. Then all the cook and maid and servant, all we get together. We have our own party.
Mm-hmm. What did you do?
No, we just, they...
Talk and...
In their house, they usually cook all food for the servant. Mm-hmm. They know how to handle them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have our own party, then the master, what they call them, then they have their own party.
Mm-hmm. And did you find that, for example, the Chinese cook get the same pay as non-Chinese cook or the chauffeur, you know, non-Chinese?
Well, we are about the same.
Did you ever compare or?
Well, those cook mostly are colored people. Mm-hmm. Most are colored people. Mm-hmm. Okay? Some of them are a little older, Caucasian. Mm-hmm. Most of those servants are from European and color. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But it doesn't matter which nationality or ethnic background.
Because
you you concern more about the class than the racial difference.
Class. Yeah, then by then they have no racial prejudice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand the Caucasian